Blog Talk Radio.
Ran into a rocker in my restroom. Sing a slap, actress in my
time has come on. I'm flying out the pizza just to get some pizza. Fly out to Jamaica to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love pieces. They say the money talk, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
Put together masterpieces in your face, battling down South Catalan. pounds with my mans on them. Hit me on the chirp again, to piggyback to work again. All at it, all on it, push till the stars are open. Niggas talk, I'm really on it, really fly, fly zone, and I'm on it. I can kiss the sky, nigga. Waterway, brick pounds, I can clear the card, nigga. Yeah. I can clear the card, nigga. Either way, the dice shake. Flow comatose in a boy satellite fly. Welcome to my world, nigga. Next play, the best play. Get them for the low, nigga.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Yeah, welcome to the fly zone. Welcome to the fly zone.
Welcome to the Fly Zone. Flo O. Please excuse me because I like to rate my shows and I did not rate it for mature because there's a little explicit language in his entire album, but it's an awesome album. He's like my favorite rap artist, producer, underground independent artist, producer since 07. So I just wanted to shout him out. It's Phil Moore, San Fran, E-40. Also, I've been a long, long time supporter of E-40 since the early, mid-90s when I was an on-air personality at the local community radio station, WMPR 90.1. Sick with the Records used to send so much music and apparel, T-shirts, and promotional items to myself and my cohort, the Unknown DJ, because we used to have a midnight, overnight show. Well, I had the show, and then I was like, hey, he and I, the way our DJing styles complemented each other, and so we co-created Night Vibes, and it was a blast on the mid-90s, and I've always had much love for San Francisco Bay Area, because San Francisco Bay Area, one thing I've always had love for beats. But Be True is my DJ name, it's my poet name. But, you know, Too Short, which have a lot of relatives, have a lot of relatives here in the Jackson, Mississippi area, in Vicksburg and so on. He used to just go back and forth from Mississippi to the Bay Area. But, you know, I just have always loved the music from the Bay Area, and not to mention from the early 80s in Compton, Long Beach, L.A. music. You know, and of course, New York music. You know, but being down here in the Dirty South, a term that was just recently created in the last 15 years. The Dirty South term, but you know, Dirty South, we going to do what we do. But I just wanted to shout out Flo O. And you all know today was the first day of Culture Shock Entertainment Report's online talent showcase, where I showcased my favorite. Artists, from artists to rappers to photographers to producers to DJs to models to actors, et cetera, especially my YouTube friends with all their awesomeness. That's how I met Flo O. But you'll be seeing and hearing Oki Riki, also new artists that I will be meeting as I promote the talent showcase online. And so it's just an opportunity to showcase my fav collectively in one spot. And be sure to like the Culture Shock Entertainment Report's fan page and post positive vids and pictures and comments on that page. Pilly Cortez of Belgium have already recently posted her trailer for her new film. So... you all, you know, do what you do. I thank you for your support because the profile views have exceeded 48,000 and are near 49. Wednesday will be the one-year celebration of Culture Shock Entertainment Report's broadcasting with BlogTalkRadio.com. Yay! my friend Cosmo said that he and some of his buddies will be calling on Wednesday. And I had, you all know I have been talking about upgrading the show from 30 minutes to a two-hour format this week, but I'm going to go ahead and start that in, like, the beginning of April. So I can do the, like, the entire month, and then if you all really dig it, you know, just continue on. But today is just, it will be the regular format, and Wednesday also, so we're going to have a lot of fun and squeeze in a lot of fun within the 30 to 45 format today and Wednesday. And, of course, we're airing tomorrow. You think by tomorrow morning? Well, by tomorrow evening, we'll know what's up with Peyton Manning, won't we? So, I mean, today and this weekend is like a sports weekend. I'm like checking. I you all know how much I love Bravo TV, but my day started out, I've been doing a lot. No, I didn't go to church, but thank you for those who pray for me, and I do continue to pray for all of my offline and online friends. So it's important for us to keep each other lifted, and to regardless of our religious faith, or even if we're atheists, because I have loved ones who are atheists. You know, but it's good to have a positive attitude and a positive outlook on life. And so I'm just grateful and thankful for those of you who do share and spread the love. Shout out to Martini, PhD, also preparing to go to North Carolina real soon on the 26th. You know, and coming to Jackson real soon also and other places because I'm sure they're adding tour dates. On a regular basis regarding the PhD, Martini PhD tour. But it's just amazing to be sharing this time with you all on this Sunday. And like I said, it's Sports Sunday. And so it's like tennis is on ABC. Hockey is on NBC. I'm like checking out my television on hockey right now. Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, it had been overtime 2-2, but I think there's a winner right now. And NASCAR is happening on Fox. We got the Sprint Cup Food City 500 at Bristol Motor Speedway going on. And also, wow, like I said, tennis happening on ABC. And then we're awaiting the big news from Peyton Manning. Where will he go? NFL Network has been airing special editions of Total Access, documenting his whereabouts and his desiring and hoping that he would become a part of their program. And one thing that they've been talking about on Total Access is that if he chooses certain teams, certain quarterbacks might be out of a job. You know, we already, you know, kind of guessed that. But, yeah, that's been a winner. They're interviewing. Yeah, it's been a win on NBC with the hockey game. I'm, like, not right in front of my television, so I'm, like, trying to peep around. But it's just been just an amazing day. I hope you all are. Some of you are probably still celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Please excuse my pooches because they are barking. Hi to those of you that have entered the chat room. My chat room is open. And also, you know, call. Don't hesitate to call. I love it when you all call me. I've seen every caller that have called, besides that first call I had back in the summertime, that prankster, have really enlightened me on their perspective of things. So the number is 714-409-0614. My pooches have been quiet. I'm talking about all day. And now they're all of a sudden barking. So my apologies to those of you who are, like, saying to yourself, if those pooches don't shut up. But this is something I did not find out about until, like, Thursday. And it's happening here in the Jackson area. And it's happening at the CMI gym that is not too far from Grove Park golf course. And that's located at 3910 Main Street. And it is a spring break event. And it's a slam dunk contest going on. And a lot of well-known hip-hoppers will be there. And also those of you that can really shoot the hoop. I mentioned it to my nephew if he knew anything about it, because my nephew can definitely shoot the hoop. But the doors open at 7 p.m., and it's $5 if you get there early, and it's $10 later. First 50 get in free. Call 601-720-8276 or 601-942-7228. It is an event where it's like the West versus North. It's a basketball game. And it says calling out all hoods, ages, school, size, teams, and artists. DJ T Money will be on the beat, and NJPD will be there for safety. So that's what's important. That's a deal breaker or a maker. What type of security will be on hand? You know, you can have the most fun, but the security is, and JPD security especially, is good to know that they would be on hand. And as a Thorn, Doe Higgs, Flawless Luck, Recognition, a group that I love, and you all have heard me play some of their music, especially when they were featured with affiliated music. Jay Jones, Ricky Rich, 601 Grind, Debo, Lil L, Lil P, Northside Lee, Lady C, Trey Parker, Slim Pusher, and Juicy Lee. And the special invited players are Stax, Vince, and Boo Rosini. I found out Thursday I should have contacted them and got them on air, but if someone is listening locally, tell them to give me a call. It's 714-409-0614, so people can hear firsthand about this event that is brought to us by the Only for Fam Money for Money team. I'm trying to see the entertainment company or production company. I see it's the Money team, Only for Family Money team. 99 Jams. Domino's Pizza is going to be free pizza there. And so I'm just making sure. I just wanted to share that with those of you that are in Jackson, Mississippi right now about a fun event for the community that is happening at CMI Gym. Again, you can call me at 714-409-0614 to share your predictions for March Madness. Hopefully, Big Mike will get on air with us in the near future, because you know he loves his brackets and so on. And there's more and more. Happy birthday to Queen Latifah! Speaking of basketball, because we all know Queen Latifah loves basketball. So today is her 42nd birthday, and I think it's Vanessa Williams' birthday also. So happy birthday to Vanessa Williams! I mean, two of my favorite people. I remember the first time I had seen Queen Latifah in concert. And I was just mesmerized when Ladies First was like top on the chart, and I'm talking about I knew then I was like, wow, she is going to do some amazing things. I mean, because and she was on the Wendy Williams talking about this recently, but about you know her attitude and you know Queen Latifah and so on. But her show then, just a new artist. Just new out there. I mean, her concert was just amazing. And I look at her, and she says that she has a new talk show that will be premiering next year in 2013. And I enjoyed her last show. And one thing about it, you know, she was like behind Naughty by Nature, and her managing company was like managing Naughty by Nature and many other popular groups back then in the early 90s, and you know that was like when I created my companies and so on. But one thing about it, she has been a strong leader in the music and entertainment and beauty world also, behind the scenes and in front of the camera. So sending much love and a special birthday wish to Queen Latifah on her birthday. I almost forgot. You know, because you all know I love checking on birthdays and so on. And just want to wish her a happy birthday. I'm going to be on Ustream also when I go off air. I don't think I'm going to be on camera. I didn't, because earlier I've been working today on offline, indoors and outdoors. I love to do yard work, so I was up early this morning. Some people don't like doing yard work on Sundays, and you know, sometimes I don't either. But when I have the energy or just want to meditate, and when I do yard work, I like to just like I like to meditate, and it's like good exercise and so on. So I was up early this morning doing yard work and cleaning up around my pooches and just, you know, sprucing up the yard and so on. So I feel great. Need to hurry up and get in the shower and or take a bath. But it's been an amazing thing. I ran out of time. I had intended to do that before coming on air because I wanted to be on camera when I broadcast my Ustream show. But I don't think so. I'm just going to update you all on a lot of things that's happening when I'm on Ustream. So I've been, like, practicing and, you know, with my different networking sites and effectively doing things. And so it's the best thing to learn things is to just go out there and do things, trial and error. So that's what I've been doing. And also, you know, I'm sticking to my goals of living healthier and resuming some healthy habits that I had put on the back burner and also doing new habits and so on. So recently I started ingesting one of my favorite people products, Skinny Girl Daily by Bethany Frankel, and I think it has a lot to do with my energy. And then also doing the Whole Head Cruises 3-day challenge, I think that has a lot to do also with my energy level changing because I have been weaning myself from sugar, and it is said that sugar is, we think sugar hypes us up, but sugar really is like a downer. And so I'm like feeling the difference by weaning myself from foods that I know obviously have sugar and from sugar alone. I'm one of those people that sprinkle sugar on food. Yes, I am. And but one thing about Jorge Cruz's teaching is he teaches one, and I've been into him for ages, but just like finally, have gotten through his teachings, have finally gotten through this hard head of mine. And so one thing about it, he teaches one to become educated on foods with hidden sugars. So it's important to read labels. And then again, if I start becoming more obedient to Timox's way of doing things and living healthy, because it has worked before. Because Timox, when he advised me and I started listening and paying attention to what he say and what he had shared on his former website, timox.tv, and also on Dynasty 8. If you visit Dynasty 8 now, you'll see information regarding his new film. So if you want to know a lot about what he is up to and the status of the Last Dragon remake, I mean, my goodness, that was like 2007, 2008 when they told us we were going to see a Last Dragon remake. Yeah. So we have about 90 more seconds of live stream. So now golf is on NBC. Went from hockey to golf. And that's another reminder of something that I wanted to talk about. The live stream will end soon. And I was going to go ahead and end the show, but I am reminded to talk about a golf event at my alma mater. At Heinz. Right now, I just wanted to say that was a reminder of mine. But that's one thing about it. My thing is to wean myself from the sugars and to also lay off of the white foods, white rices, white breads, etc. You know, replace them with healthier versions. You know, like couscous. One thing about it, I like couscous in the place of white rice. So tomorrow we'll be talking more about what we've been talking about on Mondays, and that's sticking to healthy plans. If it's to maintaining the weight that you're at, gaining weight or losing weight. But tomorrow we're going to talk about when you get everything all straight, and then either you self-sabotage or then there are others that sabotage you. Next up is the beginning of a brand new week. We have 4 more seconds of live streaming, but the show is going to continue about 10 to 15 more minutes. But we're going to talk about Monday of self-sabotaging habits, how to stop self-sabotaging one another, ourselves when we are focused on, well, right now it could be any goals, but we're going to talk about our healthy living goals and healthy eating habits. And then also, when others sabotage us. Have you ever had, like, everything all in order? You have checked everything on your checklist. And, I mean, you're all ready, your mind right, you're everything on your checklist, and then here comes this person saying, and sometimes it's people that you, like, that you think would be supportive. Oh, I don't know why you're doing that. You know, or they have something sarcastic to say. You know, or people know you're on, you're trying to live healthier and they want you to load up on fattening foods, not low-fat foods. Not offering you low-fat foods or non-fat foods, but offering you foods that you know you should not be eating and you have to, you know, just try to have the willpower to say no. I mean, you know, there are the sabotages. We self-sabotage ourselves. But then also there are the sabotagers. So, you know, because, you know, recent Mondays I've talked about, there's ways that when you feel that, especially when we talk about compulsive eating or emotional eating, there are things, you know, some people already got to deal with that. And, I mean, and really, there are some thin people, the people that need to gain weight that don't eat healthy. So eating healthy is not about just people that, oh, I need to lose weight, like me, need to lose 50 pounds. Because I'm glad the Lord has blessed me, though, to gain the weight, but I need to lose the weight. But I didn't like being a skinny mini either, and I always ate healthy. But just had trouble gaining weight. So, but then there are slim people that don't eat healthy. But they think it's because they're slim or slender that they're healthy. But if you're not eating your veggies and your fruits and your lean meats, or if you're vegetarian, you're not following your vegetarian or your vegan diet, you know, you're not eating a healthy diet. So it's important to have the proper nutrients. Either way, if you're slender or if you're overweight or obese or if you're at the weight that you love, we all can make a judgment to our ways of eating, to our lifestyles. We all can live healthier lifestyles. Again, the number is 714-409-0614. And we have about 11 more minutes. And I've been having a blast with Mark. You know, Mark executives in New York made a big announcement this past week regarding changes within Mark, and we're relaunching. You know, we love people to order from my e-boutique. My e-boutique is mymarkstore.com/BethanyWilliams, and also you can friend me at my Mark business page. At Beth, B-E-T-H, Mark, M-A-R-K-G-I-R-L, Rep. You can friend me at that page, and also I have fan pages associated with my Mark business page, also just like with my pseudonym name, Miss Beth Nelson. I have on my music page just associated with my Reverb Nation profile page as a fan page. But the big announcement was that we're relaunching our party, our hostess party program. And that's why I encourage you all to book your parties with your local Mark reps. Those of you that are friends with me online and offline, most definitely book your Mark party. You know, it's a good reason to get some of your peers and your fam and your friends together, and just have a fun time out, a girls' night out. And some of you guys, I know, we even have more guys, but some of you guys and have a guys' night out, you know. And it could be about buying gifts for your ladies or taking care of your own skin and hair, because Mark has a hair product, and I love the hair product, and also the beauty products, the creams and the lotions and so on, because two items I know you guys would love that I love when it comes to moisturizing skin are the Mark Free Fall Body Lotion. I know you guys love that. And also Mark Whipped Up Body Butter. I mean, those two items are great for the entire family, from the kids to the adults, you know, really. So we're relaunching our hostess party plan. And so we've been going through intensive training, webcast training and so on, and my new Mark mentor is just awesome. She's very, very supportive. Not that the other two weren't. They were fun also. But my new Mark mentor, Mandy Smith of Georgia, is definitely very hands-on and very supportive and understanding and so on. And so I have to shout out she and also my regional sales manager, which is based in Georgia, also in ATL. But they're in two different cities. But again, we're relaunching our hostess parties, and I'm even evaluating how I do my Mark business, because I'm a person who's supposed to be like a sales and marketing guru, and I definitely need to evaluate how I'm doing. But one thing about it, the relaunching of the hostess program, because I have yet had a Mark party, so I'm looking forward to some of you girls and guys, men and ladies, to host a Mark party. And you all know I love going to events and just networking, period. But be sure to visit my e-boutique and also visit meetmark.com. And if you don't have a Mark rep, just key in to find a Mark rep. Find a rep in your local area. And if you, like, key in your zip code, all the Mark reps in your area will come up. And so you'll have a choice of Mark reps to choose from to tell you more and, you know, and visit their e-boutiques also. But your Mark rep can be located anywhere, and also you can host online parties. But our new hostess party is great because, you know, you get free stuff anyway just by hosting. And then also when certain sales are achieved, you get close to $70 worth, like $62 value worth of Mark items, jewelry, and so on. So it's just amazing. And you're not just out there alone when you host a party. Those of you that will host a party, book a party with me, I'm very supportive with you. And plus my Mark mentor is there to have my back. So don't hesitate. You can, like I said, you can visit my Facebook page, my e-boutique. Get on my mailing list so I can keep you updated with what's going on. When it's pertaining to Mark, you can email me at BethMarkGirl, B-E-T-H, Mark, M-A-R-K-G-I-R-L, rep, at Gmail. Some of you might say, I'm always hearing you talk about Mark. What is Mark? Mark is an Avon brand. And if you love Avon, like I have always loved Avon, because I was a Avon beauty consultant in my preteens, and very successful one at that, then you would definitely love Mark also. And I'm going to read this to you. There's a little backstory about Mark. Mark is a little bit about Mark, meetmark.com. Mark isn't just makeup. It's a lifestyle. It's all about great women everywhere, making their mark in the world. Mark launched in September 2003 with the goal of celebrating strong, independent women that are making their mark in the world in a positive way. With its giving back to their communities by doing volunteer work, working hard to fulfill their dreams, are encouraging others to be the best they can be. Mark celebrates this and empowers women to make their mark through the social beauty experience by giving women the advantage and tools they need to strengthen their entrepreneur skills, be their own boss, and make their own decisions. And Mark girls range from teenagers to ladies in their 40s like I. Mark focuses on the fast-growing market for young women, not just young women, but women who are young at heart also, and guys too, like I mentioned. Mark is the beauty brand that celebrates remarkable young women who are making their mark in the world. Mark's vision is to provide young women with an engaging product line, a direct selling opportunity, and a unique brand experience that engages them in a world of community, participation, and empowerment. Mark provides a unique earnest opportunity by tapping directly into young women's existing and daily beauty ritual. Young women. The product line of cosmetics and related products offers fun, fresh, modern packaging, affordable pricing, and unique products offered in their own separate magalog. I love our magalogs. Magalogs are like a cross between a magazine and a catalog. Very informative with articles and beauty tips. And Ashley M. Green is our brand ambassador. And then we're partner up with different fashion designers and jewelry designers and Mark makeup artists. And, you know, I some of the Mark mentors and upper-level Mark executives like my designs, because I have posted some of my designs, you never know. I might get a deal with Mark regarding some of my designs. I'm just saying. In 2008, Mark spokesperson and model, TV star, best-selling author, and fashion designer, Lauren Conrad, teamed up with Mark to create the Empowerment Program, which is devoted to help stop dating abuse by creating awareness and educating young women about violence. There are presently four projects that all proceeds go to dating abuse agencies that Mark and Lauren created for people to purchase. I remember in early 2010, she visited USM. I've been a Mark girl since October of 2010. Empowerment says abuse that starts young likely never stops. Empowerment is a campaign dedicated to empowering young women everywhere. And so on, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars have been raised by Mark. Mark is proud to announce, like I said before, Mark, current celebrity spokesperson now and brand ambassador now is Ashley Green, who is known as Alice Cullen of Twilight. And she has recently been doing a lot of work with the Empowerment Foundation. Ashley loves Mark's mission to help women across the nation. And so when you visit meetmark.com, you can check out not only our beauty videos, but the videos regarding the work of empowerment. So it's called Empowerment Campaign by Mark. And it also proves that the study shows that one in every four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And Empowerment by Mark is dedicated to breaking the cycle of dating violent abuse and partner violence. And, again, all funds raised are awarded as grants to programs and organizations that are making strides in breaking this cycle. And, again, the Empowerment by Mark was launched in 2008, but Meet Mark was launched in 2003. So loveisrespect.org is one of the amazing organizations that is helped, and also Love Mashup. Also, and it's, excuse me, one of my previous Black Talk Radio shows was directly only about the Empowerment Foundation. So you can check that out. I even share a personal story at the end. So one thing about Mark is also Mark has a fair trade line also. So I love the fair trade. But time is almost out, so we will be back tomorrow, and this is Happy Birthday Week to Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports. So looking for a call. send messages, create your listener profile so you can interact with not only Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, but with the blogtalkradio.com community. I do have a webinar scheduled for Thursday to talk more about Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and Blog Talk Radio for supporters of the show and those of you that are interested in advertising, because I have been contacted by many of you that are looking forward to buying ads with blogtalkradio.com and specifically with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you for your support, and God.